off of the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon, and this is In the Conversation, the podcast. Ah, shit, yo, I don't know where Ali Muhammad is this week. You know, today is his birthday, so I don't know if this nigga flew out the country or some shit. I don't know where this nigga's at, so the show must go on. I'm the one-man army, A-Sone. We out here, man, trying to keep this streak of consecutive shit talk going. I'ma just be talking off the top of the head as I look out my window in beautiful New York City. I'm feeling good. Thanks for asking. I know you didn't, but you was thinking, and hopefully if you've been listening this far or for this long, I'm doing good, nigga. Took a walk today. Was in these streets. You know what? Speaking of these streets, speaking of this summer, speaking of this fall, we've had a lot of propaganda going on about the lantern fly. I don't know where y'all at, if y'all got the lantern fly infestation or lantern fly APB, but I know in the tri-state area, for sure New York and New Jersey, there has been a directive from, I seen from the New York Times off top, to tell you when you see the lantern fly in the streets. First off, let me tell you what the lantern fly is, but let me, okay, yeah. The lantern fly look like a moth. It's like a moth type of insect. Moth slash butterfly look a little better than a moth, like a well-dressed moth. Like a moth that's on his first day of school. Nigga got like little Kwame polka dot wings and shit. This motherfucker is styling. Anyway, the directive from the New York Times, I believe, maybe the New Yorker or maybe New York Magazine, one of these NY publications, I'm pretty sure it's the Times, they said off rip, if you see this shit, kill it immediately. They might even said murder the shit. I ain't never had a media outlet just give me carte blanche to go murder motherfuckers. Like, you know, this is some new shit. Get your murder on, kill a lantern fly. Why? You know, that gave me a lot of scrutiny. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why do I need to kill this lantern fly? What is the reason for this? This lantern fly ain't doing shit to me. You know what I mean? I felt like Muhammad Ali. I'm like, I ain't got no quarrel with no damn lantern fly. Fuck am I doing? Why should I kill this shit? I've been coming across them too, and they look like they beautifully living their lives. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they fly out of nowhere, which could be a little off-putting, but I mean, shit, live and let live. I ain't seen them do nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? I need to know a little bit more. This little, yo, go kill him, get it off. I don't like that type of shit. I don't like that. I don't believe in the brutality. You hear I did that tone? I don't believe in the brutality. You know what's so funny, though? I don't believe in killing lantern flies, but I've been killing crabs all fucking summer and just up to a couple days ago. Killing live crabs, buying crabs alive just to fucking put them in my refrigerator to put them to sleep, just to shake them out the bag into my sink to wake them up, because you can't steam a dead crab, they say. Wake them up just to kill them. And I compartmentalize that brutality with beer, Old Bay, and, you know, a little bit of malt vinegar. And I've been saying a couple times, maybe about 2 weeks ago, I seen one, like one of them was like literally like putting up a fight. And this last batch, one of them niggas took his whole crab arm, not just the claw, but like the nigga whole bicep. It was clipping off my tongs. I had to smack the tongue off the damn pot, get his ass into the cauldron to, you know, kill him. Meanwhile, I don't want to kill lantern flies that have been sanctioned to be killed. So, I mean, look, I have no rhyme or reason for why I pick the principles that I live by. But that's just what it is, you know? Any fucking way. Speaking of killers, I've been watching Dahmer. I'm 5 episodes in. Everybody I spoke to has already finished the situation. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas love just gruesome fucking sick shit. And you just go machine gun clip that shit to the head like that. It take me a while. I got to digest it. This shit kind of crazy. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little conflicted because, you know, most of the motherfuckers that he killed was black people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black people. This white man killing these black people and cutting the motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? Like steak and shit. You know, got the head in the refrigerator. Motherfucking dick in a Ziploc bag, heart and some saran wrap. The shit is fucked up. It's horrible. And it's like, I guess it's been like 30 years, so it feels abstract. You done heard about Dahmer and mad pop culture references and rap bars and all of that shit that it kind of, you could kind of, you know, separate the brutality that it is. But nah, man, watching this shit, I know, I see the family members of some of these victims is getting a little tight about it. And I totally understand. Because when you watch the show, it shit like humanizes him. You know what I mean? Like he did some sick shit. And I don't even like calling people, you're a monster. I don't like deal with that shit because it seems a little too over the top. But this, if this nigga that was close to a monster, I only want to say nigga at this point. Who's a motherfucker that was close to a monster, it's this motherfucker here. He busting motherfuckers down. He doing some crazy shit. He taking blood and taking the pints back to the house to sip on and shit. Like a Capri Sun. This motherfucker's bananas with it. But, I mean, this shit really happened. This ain't no, like, this is no fiction shit. This shit really happened and it's fucked up because you just, you know, you prying open somewhat closed wounds that are trying to heal in a damn narrative series. You know what I'm saying? Like this shit, this character, I forget the guy's name, that's not this character, this actor that's playing Dahmer. I forget his name. I'm looking at his name. This motherfucker is good. I'm not even gonna lie. The kid is good as hell. Like he plays a weirdo very well, even down to the spastic dancing. That motherfucker is doing his thing. I'm going to figure this shit out. Find his name. Anyway. So I still got 5 episodes left. I say all that shit to say, you know. I'm conflicted, but I'm also committed. You know what I'm saying? I done went this far with the shit. What's my man's name? Who plays his name? Jeffrey Dahmer. I think it's Evan or some shit like that. Hold on. Actor. This is one of the best Netflix movies or Netflix series in a minute. You know, Netflix kind of been kind of Evan Peters. Evan Peters sound like well whiskey. You ever had Evan Williams? That's when you know you probably work in a bar show somewhere in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Nigga paying you in drink tickets and a good handshake. yeah, Evan Peters, shout out to that man. He doing his thing. Niecy Nash is in there doing her Niecy Nash thing. Niecy Nash is a phenomenal actress. Like she could do that shit. She know how to play that black mama shit well. There's one scene in the first episode, maybe it's the first episode or third, one of the episodes that I seen. It's either one of the 5. But they outside in front of the, you know, in front of the building. One of Dahmer's victims, some young kid, like 14 years old, he done pulled him to the crib. 14-year-old kid, he done been drugged. He's outside off on a Mickey, but damn near, you know, unconscious. This motherfucker knocked out, you know. He don't even know what's going on. He's sitting on the stoop. And the cops, you know, they asking questions and shit, but they, you know, ignoring black people in times of duress, which is evergreen. But her daughter, you know, daughter like, and another thing or some shit. And Niecy hit the with the point. the old black mama with the point shit. You know what I'm talking about, that shit. That shit was good. That's the type of shit that I be looking for good acting. That shit, accessible shit that I seen in my community. Like, oh, nah, she killed that. I don't know if that shit is Meisner or Mahalia, but whoever taught that in their acting workshop, they got that shit right there. Dang fucking way. I can't believe I'm doing this shit dolo. It is what it is, man. Niggas got to get it done. This shit might not go a whole hour. You know what it is. But fuck else is going on. Let me look at what the fuck I had to talk about. We'll get into Atlanta. We're going to talk about the Dragons in a little bit. Rachel Dolezal. Rachel Dolezal got an OnlyFans. She out here busting it slightly open. Not all the way open. She still got, you know, she still got the gate down on the vagina, but it's everything else. She got the areolas out there. She going nude on them. You know, OnlyFans, that's like, you know, stripper work from home. You know what I'm saying? When you don't really get to, you don't have to go into the pink and bust the pink open. You could do that shit at the house in front of your laptop or in front of whatever little, you know. You know what I'm saying? Put your pussy in front of a ring cam or your dick or your toes or whatever the fuck else you want to exploit for some dollars. But old Rachel Dolezal is doing it now, and the shit had Twitter in an uproar. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is acting like, I don't want to see what Rachel look like naked. Oh, no, it's Rachel Dolezal. Nigga, come on now. Take a peek. Take a gander. Look at it. See what I'm saying? Research purposes. I heard she tried to get classified in the ebony section, but they, you know, they conceded and it was like, you know, just go ahead and put her in interracial. You know what I'm saying? So I seen a couple of the photos. I seen somebody on Twitter put one photo. She got one photo where she kind of got her leg up on some Heisman shit, and they compared it to one of the Vince Carter dunks from back in the slam dunk contest era, and the shit was spot on. You know, I don't know if she had a breast job or something, but they, you know, they sitting like two well-behaved students, some teacher's pets. You know what I'm saying? The lipstick is a little garish. Nigga said garish. Who the fuck am I, Tim Gunn? Anyway, yeah, it is what it is. I looked at it. Yeah, you know, niggas out here doing what they got to do, I guess. You know, shit, I don't know if her gigs done dried up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the NAACP... Seattle, Washington division. I don't know if they got any jammy jams planned, but maybe shit got slow. Said, fuck it, man. Let me go ahead and put this shit on the, put it on the glass. Let the people see it. If you seen it, let me know. Hit me in the comments. Let me know what you thought. You know what I'm saying? Her toe game wasn't bad. I ain't going to lie to y'all. That'd be luck, man. If it's out there, it's under consideration. We're going to talk about it. You know what I mean? Toes was not bad. I'm not gonna sit here in front. Do I want to see more? Would I sign up? Nah. But you know, if it's free on the timeline, I'ma take a gander. Shout out to the New York Public Library. You know they this last week they were giving out free banned books. Bunch of books that had been banned. You know, I don't know what the occasion was, but I guess in celebration of reading banned literature, that was what the, you know, the whole, the thrust of the promotion was. Read banned books, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of creativity. Why are you banning these books? What's the agenda? You know, that type of thing. So they was giving out free banned books. And, you know, if it's free, it's for me or for D, same cat. So I said, fuck it. I took a little mosey over to the New York Public Library. You know, that used to be my stomping grounds prior to the COVID. That's a That's the WeWork for, you know, niggas on a budget. Or the WeWork for, you know, shit. That's the working man's WeWork. Anyway, so I went over there. Shout out to the Hamilton Grange situation. Shout out to the Inwood situation. I picked up a few books. They had some Toni Morrison joints in there, Beloved. They had The Bluest Eye. So I caught both of those. Hopefully I read it. That's one thing that I want to do as a pseudo-black intellectual is get to the other side of a Toni Morrison novel. You know what I mean? These are the people that are like in the canon of authors overall, but definitely black authors. Toni Morrison, James Baldwin, Richard Wright, you know, all of them. You know what I'm saying? Those are the OGs. You got the new cast like Colson Whitehead, and don't get me to start naming niggas. I've read Colson Whitehead books, but Toni Morrison books, I've never got to the end of it. I did watch a documentary, so I feel somewhat well-read just by looking at that. But I always liked her attitude, you know what I mean? And I'm going to do it. That's like some old Negro Intelligentsia Olympic event, getting to the end of a Toni Morrison book in a calendar year. So I'm going to do that shit. That's one of my little pet projects. But yeah, I copped those. The Hate U Give, they was giving away that. What else did I get? I got a few books. I got, what else did I get? To be honest with you, I went to one branch. I'm not going to say which one, but they was like, yeah, everything on that table free. Some of that shit had, you know, fucking catalog, you know, Dewey Decimal numbers on there, but I said shit. They said it's free, so I took some shit that maybe it was for borrow, but, you know, don't tell me one thing and mean another. So I got up out of that shit like Denzel at an awards banquet. And what else did I get? Oh, shit. I would get up and walk. I mean, you know, I could probably edit some dead air, but we ain't doing all of that. Some other fly shit, too. So I got about 7 books. Some of these spots might still be doing it. So if you live near a library and you want to enhance your bookshelf, go and check into it. Because the sad thing, you know, it was mad books. You know, it wasn't like, oh, sorry, too late. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that shit was, oh, yeah, we got them. Take these shits off our hands. You one of these niggas that's still reading? It was like, yeah. You know what I mean? So I got them. Anyway, speaking of the print, I got a print calendar in the mail from some solicitor, some business trying to drum up some business. And, you know, sometimes some of these businesses, they'll just send you some shit, just, I guess, out of goodwill. Somewhere in the correspondence, they might ask you for a donation for something. I didn't even get to the donation part, but they sent me a 2023 calendar, a print calendar. You know, I'm always, you know, it's charming to get a print calendar. It's one of them things that you like, oh, shit, they still make these shits. Look at this shit. It's like a relic. Because I'm not going to put that shit up on my wall nowhere. I got iCal on all my devices. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no sense in doing that. I'm not in jail nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, I could access the day and, you know, date at any moment just at a glance. Like, I don't got to go into the calendar room. You know what I'm saying? It goes, see, oh, shit, yeah, it's September 28th. Okay, woo. Let me put an X through that shit so it look like I've been doing something. Yeah, so I got that shit. I'm probably going to throw it away. I got to be quicker about throwing away shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good to keep that shit on some charm and shit. Like, look at this, little print calendar. I got a print calendar from 2022. That is, I got in front of me, it's a Black Comedy Volume 1, The History of Black Comedy Volume 1. I don't know who put this out. 2022 Black Comedy Calendar. And I am not in this shit. If it wasn't the first one, I probably tossed this shit a while ago. But I'm like, let me hold this shit for some posterity. Hopefully I make it by the fourth one. Yeah, man. So they got that shit. Let me see who's in October of the 2022. because that's my birthday month. And we'll see you September, since we in the midst of September, too. Also, yo, for real, shout out Mr. Muhammad, man. It's his birthday today. You know, hit him in his mentions. But like, nigga, where was you? We had to listen to this motherfucker yapper on Dolo. Who's this? Hold on. Give me the light. The dark. Hold on. You stay cool. Shine a light on it. Oh, this is Black TV sitcom, September 2022. They got a bunch of them. Between Brothers. I don't think I ever seen that shit. Blackish. Cosby Show. Different Strokes. Different World. Everybody Hates Chris. Family Matters. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Girlfriends. Good Times. You get it. What's Happening was the last one. We ain't going to go A to Z on them, but you know. And in October is the Queens of Comedy. Adele Givens, Laura Hayes, Monique, and some more. All right. Shout out to the ladies. What else is going on with your boy? I got shows this weekend. Might as well plug that shit. Where am I? I'm at New York Comedy Club, East Village location on the 1st, on the 8 p.m. show. My Broadway Comedy Club on the 6th of October, canceled comedy. I think that's on 53rd Street. I'm doing that. I might have some more shit. I need to go ahead and update that website. But, you know, for right there, take them two dates and, you know, walk around the corner. Quick, cops is looking. What the fuck am I talking about? Oh, shit, man. Shout out to Bill Burr. He like one of the few niggas that I know that be doing this shit dolo. Shout out to my man Chris Lambert. He be out here going dolo too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. This is something. What else is fucking going on? Is this at the point 20 minutes where niggas start getting vulnerable and start really getting in depth with his own personal life, getting existential? Or is it just nigga just power through it, do some TV reviews? We shall see. Anyway, what else is going on, man? What I got here to talk about?
Yeah, we talked about all of that shit. Got Atlanta, and we got the Dragons to get into. Anything big?
Yo, try not to be stubborn. Try not to be prideful. I'll say that. Do that shit. I had a little breakthrough this weekend, this past weekend, man. I had to make a move, have a sit down with a certain individual. And I think it was beneficial. But it was one of those situations where my pride was like, man, fuck that. But, you know, pride and ego and all that shit is so close to entitlement. And if you get too hung up on that entitlement shit, you wind up bitter. You don't never want to be bitter. Bitter ain't never fly. Bitter is bitter. You know, you taste some bitter shit, there's a little fucked up taste in your mouth. You don't want to be one of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be no bitter motherfucker. Speaking of bitter, and this ain't bitter, but, you know, I guess academics call old rappers Dusty. And one of his, you know, Hennessy-fueled rants that he do on Twitch. And motherfuckers, shit, he opened the gates of old rappers from the past feeling some type of way about that shit. You know, that's a very sensitive issue. You can't call motherfucking forefathers Dusty. Can't do that shit. Don't. That's a trap. I'm tiptoeing through it now. But LL was probably the most notable that, you know, beyond, I guess, Russell Simmons, too. But LL was, you know, stateside. And the way he handled it was super diplomatic. You know what I'm saying? He didn't call out no names. He introduced a conversation on, you know, worth versus value, like deep shit, you know, like it really, you know, about humility and things that are not really associated with the bravado of being an MC or somebody of note in hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't think of diplomacy when you think of hip hop culture, even though hip hop is now about to be 50 next year. So now we starting to have a lot more level headed conversations and shit like that. Motherfucker might rub his chin before he grab his balls. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, you know, motherfuckers is a little bit more discerning in articulating how they feel. It's not always just some knee jerk, fuck out of here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of like, listen, let's have a balanced conversation. Let's have a dialogue and all of that type of shit. Ain't nobody got to get run up on. Nobody got to get snuffed. We ain't got to put nobody in the sleeper. You know, like, I thought that was kind of cool. Just the the idea of that. Like, damn, motherfucker actually is just having a sensible conversation, man. That was the win. That was the win. Are there dusty motherfuckers out there? Of course. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make it specific to just the new rappers. There's some old rappers. There's some new rappers that are dusty too. You know what I mean? A lot of these motherfuckers is off on all types of weird ass drugs and pills to, you know, to kind of endure whatever anxiety or depression that they go through with this new spotlight on them and shit like that. So motherfuckers is self-medicating and not putting no chapstick on their lips. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, drooling, you know what I mean? Or in a catatonic state and all of that shit, just trying to get through it, you know, young and old. So, you know, an observation is an observation, especially if it's got some merit to it. But, you know, people don't always fuck, you know, people don't really fuck with academics like that, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Because I think since he's kind of in a new generation of inside commentators, there's a bit of stigma that goes on to it. Me, I kind of value his insight. I actually liked him on Everyday Struggle because he was one, I've said this before, but he was one of those new, what you call them, new media cats that kind of gave great insight to why this new generation of rap, like what makes these, you know, he gave color to this new generation of rappers that I may not have put the patience together to kind of, you know, get into. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, this person is dope because this, that, and that. And it was like, oh, okay, now I get it. He's like a key to the new rappers. You know what I'm saying? A Sherpa for the new generation. And I think that's very valuable, you know. But, you know, you might not fuck with his delivery, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people whose delivery is kind of, eh. But the information is cool. So, you know, that was a a conversation that's been going on. It's probably done now. You know, I'm not really one to be doing a whole lot of the topics of the week and shit like that. I try to keep it as evergreen as possible beyond, you know, the TV shit. But since we getting into medicated and overindulgent and or dusty, fear of being dusty and catatonic in a damn drug-induced stupor-ass rappers, let's talk about Atlanta. I don't know if you guys saw this latest episode of Atlanta. I would hope so, because y'all know we like to talk about that shit. Raising Canaan, you know, they did their, you know, the power motherfuckers, boy, they be doing, they're like, yo, nah, we ain't gonna do it this week. Like, they be on some real, like, ah, we're gonna take this week off. They good for at least 1 or 2 weeks off. So they did a bye week like they a football team. So we ain't had no Raising Canaan to discuss. But Atlanta this last episode, I'm trying to find the episode title. It was called Born to Die. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty good episode. It was basically, you know, Earn kick it off. You see Earn performing at, looks like a bar mitzvah for some young, you know what I'm saying, young kids or whatever, rapping at the shit. And the pops, you know, the check writer, the cat that's paying for the whole shindig, is very taken with how, you know, I'm sorry, not Earn, pardon me, Paperboy is performing. Pardon, Paperboy is performing at a bar mitzvah, and you know, the father who's putting the whole thing together is struck by my man's mic control, struck by his swag, struck by, you know, his persona as a rapper. He's like, yo, how do you do that shit? He's like, what are you talking about, rap? He's like, nah, everything, B. How, what is this? What is the secret, man? What's the 11 herbs and spices, nigga? Your whole shit is special. I'd like to co-opt it for my son. Basically, he's like, yo, this shit is ill. I like how you move it. I wish you could fucking teach my son some shit. You know what I'm saying? A little skill share. You know what I mean? Skill share, nigga. Je ne sais quoi. Can you help me out? You know, Paperboy, like, I don't know. A little reluctant. Give him shoulders and back. Kind of keeping it moving. White man hit him with, I'll give you $1 million for your soul. He was like, oh, shit, $1 million to go speak to this young white child? One studio session with a white child for $1 million? Fuck it, sign it up, let's book it. So, boom, cut to Paperboy showing up to the studio. You see some young white kids up in the spot. They, I guess they're about 13. You know, this was a bar mitzvah, so they about 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? They got the, you know, they got the hip-hop regalia. They got the shit on. They got the colorful hoodies on and whatever else. You know what I'm saying? They in the studio looking like some studio rats. And they recording. So Paperboy coming through, come up in there, and don't get no type of, nigga ain't get no, like, no recognition. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was nasty. This motherfucker was so stunned by the fact that nobody gave a fuck. Like, you know, it's like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody was in the forest and nobody gave a fuck, you know what I mean? Would that tree make a sound? That was how Paperboy walked in that bitch. Wrap it up, waiting for the, you know what I mean? It's like Norm walking into Cheers and niggas gave him nothing. It's like Norm walking into fucking O'Brien's, which is down the block from Cheers. They ain't gonna know that motherfucker. You better go to where everybody know your name. This bar, they knew not. Anyway. So he walk up in there. He like, yeah, anybody, somebody ordered a rapper? You know what I'm saying? It's me, nigga. I'm Paperboy. What's up? Where's the enthusiasm? Where's the excitement? This shit is foreign. They like, who? Oh, you the cat my father asked for. Hold on, I'm gonna call. You the cat my father asked for. Yo, good looking. I'm glad you pulled up. My father be wilding, man. He be buying all types of black swag on the market for me. That's like one of his things. He's like really, you know what I mean? He's like a, it's like a cuckold for culture, I guess. I don't know. Either way, have a seat, man. We ain't here doing us, but you know, get your money, get your bread. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Don't walk away from a check. I don't know you, but fuck it. You are somebody. You are somebody. Anyway. So, fucking Paperboy sit down, a little dejected, but he want that check. It's $1 million on the line. Fuck it, you know what I mean? I'm still here to be a little fake-ass American Idol coach. Anyway, so he chilling. Another black dude come through about his age. He peep him. Oh, shit, what up, family? Of course I know who you are. They slap hands, give each other five. I give him a five. Oh, I mean, I shake his hand. If you know that reference, you an old nigga. But anyway, he like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. I see what's going on here. I'm hip to it. Yo, you want to go in the other studio? We could blow some trees, talk some shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I mean? Fucking spit some Lord Finesse lyrics back and forth to each other. You know what I'm saying? Old nigga shit, whatever. He like, yeah, man, let's get out of here. I don't know these kids. They don't know me. Shit feel a little cold. So they go into the control room. They chopping it up. Next thing you know, he like, yo, you know, Paperboy reveals to this cat. He's like, yeah, man. Whatever my man's name is. I think his name is Benny. Yo, Benny's pops gave me $1 million to, you know, just come through here and just kind of coach this kid. You know what I'm saying? Give him a little bit of the sauce or whatever. And his man, you know, they passing the blunt back and forth and shit. I guess this was shot pre-COVID, but I guess niggas is passing blunts back and forth. I ain't smoked in 2 years, but you know, y'all let me know. Anyway, they smoking. And he's like, you should have got 10 million. You know what a motherfucker challenge you're worth with the you should have got. That make you sit up straight in your chair. You like, well, hold on. Niggas was cutting bigger checks. You hate to be the motherfucker that got the small check. You find out, oh, nigga, you got a chicken wing check. You ain't even get the breast. They was cutting breast checks. This nigga got fucking the chicken wing. And you got the motherfucking Wingstop chicken wing where they now chop up the whole wing. Because remember, they try to, what do they call that shit? Mandela affect you, where some shit happened in the past, but they act as if it didn't happen in the past. Are you bugging? Back in the days, a chicken wing used to have three pieces to it. It was a motherfucking drum, a flat, and a tip. Now, cock, 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 they get rid of the tips. I see some little spots are selling tips just loose. You know what I'm saying? Like, they selling a collection of tips you could buy. Which is wild to go up at the store and say, yo, let me get $5 worth of tips. That's a little loose. But anyway, but now, you know, now you got you, they got you over here fighting over drums and flats, which is the ass and titties of the chicken conversation. We all know that shit. I like both. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm going to start with. I got to see him in front of me at the same time. Anyway. But when you hear, damn, it was a bigger check that you missed out on, you get alert. You like, wait a minute, what happened? Wait. They was 10 million. That's what you say? He said, yeah, man. What you need to do, get you a motherfucking YWA. And he said it's smooth too. So you know, sometimes a motherfucker slip in some slang. You don't want to look like you ain't hip, so you just let it go. But when they spin the block with the slang once again, and you still perplexed. This is your time to humble yourself and get hip. Yo, what exactly is a YWA? Oh, man, that's a young white avatar. Fuck you mean with that? A young white avatar is basically, man, one of these little young kids that, you know, they really the consumers of the culture. They the people that's really driving the market that we're going to keep it, you know, a thou wow. You know what I'm saying? So, look, you need to go ahead while you still got some relevance, because your relevance bar is dwindling. Niggas in the hood, they might give you a, you know, be generous, give you a 62-74%. But these white kids don't know who the fuck you are. You felt that cold draft when you walked in there. They know who the fuck you was. You walked in looking like a substitute teacher. But somebody like me, I'll give you the point and the recognition. Nah, aha, that's my nigga. That little cosign, and that should have helped. That'd be some goodwill. You could leverage that shit into getting you one of these YWAs, and you could, you know what I'm saying, fucking usher Justin Bieber your way to the top. You know what I'm saying? And it was just an interesting commentary on what's going on right now, or what's been going on, but it's like, it's an interesting commentary on the fact that as much as we say, yo, this the culture, so much of the culture is outside the community. You know what I mean? And it's always kind of been that way. You know what I mean? When you hear people from within the culture, you know, saying that the founders are dusty, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it ain't just academics. That's just some shit that's been going on forever. You know what I mean? Because we've been in a situation where we're looking at, you know, money equating to worth. If you ain't got no bread, you might as well be dead type shit. You know, I ain't even mean to throw them balls together, but damn, this nigga's nice. Anyway, you know, when we look at ourselves like that and we don't really build from within, and we often look outside the community for somebody to size us up and fucking dust us off and shine us up and give us some validation. When we had a medicine cabinet mirror in our own home, we could have just looked ourselves in the mirror and said, yo, you are somebody. You got to wait for somebody outside of the community to say, yo, you are somebody, and throw you a couple dollars. You know what I mean? To give you some worth. And then you go back to your community and look down on motherfuckers that don't got as much as you. This is what can happen. This shit could be something that's not yours no more. You know what I mean? So this is, you know, it's like, well, shit. If the shit is going to get co-opted, get in on the co-optation. You know what I'm saying? Cop you one of these little avatars, one of these little living NFTs. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like, yo, get you a little white, you know what I'm saying, white kid who going to get more white kids, and they going to hit the charts, and them shits is going, that money going to spend, and you probably, honestly, if I'm looking at it, not to be super cynical, but you'll probably yield some bread to maybe the second, third project, and at that point, there'll be some type of hostile takeover, get you out the paint and get, you know, more of a an established manager, not a hip-hop nigga, you know what I'm saying? But eat while you can, basically, because right now, your shit is about to be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? And this is the future. The future is betting on motherfuckers outside the culture to ransack the culture and shit, man. Get you a bag, too. Long story short, at first, Paperboy here, that shit is obviously turned off because that's a whole lot. That's like, damn, dude. I'm still popping. He, you know, he's still kind of, I don't want to say in denial, but, you know, sometimes you be the last one to know you fell off. That's real talk. So he like, you know, I forget what happens to where he finally says, you know what, man, fuck this shit. I'm gonna go ahead and do this shit. I can't remember. It must have been some type of plot point. You know, it's been a few days since I watched it. But ultimately, he puts his money on a young yodeling rapper, which is kind of a play on the little yodeling kid on the internet that had the shit going crazy for a minute. You know, it's always one of these little moments where these, like, these weirdo kids get the people going crazy. You know, now it's period, whatever the fuck, shorty spitting her tongue out the side of her mouth. That shit is ridiculous, but motherfuckers is loving it like the Benjamins beat. Anyway, so he get the little yodeling kid who we kind of see, he got a little taste of the sips. He liked to sip on the codeine. Long story short, they motherfucking make it all the way to the motherfucking Grammys, to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? To the music Super Bowl. He is managing them. He got a horse in the race at the Kentucky Derby of music. And this motherfucker wins. Unfortunately, he dead. He might have died maybe a day before or a couple hours before the shit happened. So everybody real somber at the podium. Oh, no, Yodel Kid, he dead. Rest in peace. You know what I mean? We already know dead rappers. You know, they get the best love. We've heard this many times. Anyway, so Yodel, so that's one part of it. The other part, Earn is out here. He working at an agency. The agency taking on some white woman, kind of reminiscent of like Amy Cooper getting caught in Central Park, you know, blacking on the black cat that's telling her to leash her dog while he out there bird watching and she's spazzing on him. Meanwhile, damn near hanging a dog. You know what I'm saying? But this is like that take on that with this white woman. She spazzed and called a black kid a nigga, I believe. And then, you know, she came out with a memoir called I'm Sorry, which is her road back from, you know, cancellation. They taking it on. They did a little play on What Now or Now What. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was kind of clever. And Earn, obviously, not really trying to partake in the bullshit. Like, yo, can we get some other clients though? I mean, what the fuck is this? And like, what you talk? Who you got? You got any legacy acts? You know what I mean? He was like, you know what? Shit, I could get D'Angelo. And they like, hi, they laugh. Nobody gonna get D'Angelo. And that's kind of commentary on how D'Angelo lived his life. But I kind of like how D'Angelo, you know, he come when he want to come through. He's like one of them bluesmen, you know what I mean? But anyway, long story short, he go through this whole, you know, situation where he trying to sign D'Angelo. He damn near in like some type of dungeon with a motherfucker sitting post watching him wait, you know, goes about 4 days, nothing to drink. He says, yo, I need some water. After 4 days, nothing to drink. He said, yo, water's in the thing. Crack the door, okay. It's a brand new case of Dasani water. This motherfucker's like, nah, this shit is ridiculous. Y'all going too far. The Dasani slander is strong. I didn't realize Dasani was one of the most slandered waters in the world. If y'all don't fuck with Dasani, hit me in the comments. Or if you are a Dasani savior, if you like Dasani, man, let me know too. You know what I'm saying? I don't really feel no type of way about Dasani. Like, I ain't got it, you know, I'm not trying to be moved by the public or whatever. I've sipped some Dasani. It is what it is. Anyway, he winds up going through some little hatch portal that brings him to some cat that look like a D'Angelo proxy, got the straight backs on, you know what I'm saying, sitting there with a, you know, what you formerly known as a wife beater. Some people call them wife pleasers. Some people call them, you know, the A shirt, whatever. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. He's sitting there and shit. I forget what record is playing. Al Green is playing. I forget what record, but you know, it's a very soulful vibe, but a soulful for one. You know what I'm saying? Real sad vibes. You know what I'm saying? To be totally honest with you, nigga, real, like, just, you know, in isolation. Shout out to the niggas in isolation. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so he in isolation, but, you know, they have a conversation. Blase skip. He realized this ain't D'Angelo, but he's like, yo, I came here to sign D'Angelo. They have a whole back and forth. I can't remember all of the shit. Long story short, Earn's about to leave. Cat like, damn, you would have signed me? You know, I forget that part, but, you know. It was an interesting episode. I enjoyed it. this recap would have been way more colorful. We could have, you know what I mean, went back and forth it on some Styles PJ to Kiss shit. But this is, again, this is a solo record. so there's that. That was Atlanta. Shit was cool. I enjoyed it, man. I'm locked in. We already established that shit. It's still probably the most, if not the, it's one of the most compelling TV shows on TV. Even if the shit ain't always laugh out loud funny, it's just the shit that they get away with, the shit that they do, the way that they push the medium, the way that they challenge, you know, the palette of the the audience. You know what I'm saying? The way they really like get subversive about, you know, black culture and pop culture. I really fuck with it. Still a great show. So that was that. All right. Now to the Dragons. So the Dragons, House of Dragon. I think it's the House of the Dragon, I believe. You know, again, I had to Google it, but you know the shit with Rhaenyra and Viserys or whatever the fuck. All right, so this is the new shit. Now they got a whole new Rhaenyra, new Alicent, you know what I mean? It's a whole new slew of new actors. We open up, Rhaenyra is pushing out, I want to say her third child, pushing her third child out, pushing the shit. Boom, you know what I'm saying? You hear the kid fresh out the box, like some new sneakers off the app. You know what I mean? Got him. It's a boy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Let me see my boy. She gets to see the boy. She fret just ain't even let the, you know what I'm saying? They ain't even really nuzzle the baby till motherfucking one of the messengers come in. When the women come in and say, yo, princess, the queen wants to see the baby. Huh? Yeah, Queen Alicent. She wanted to see the baby right now. Now, you know, Rhaenyra's, they go back to fucking the sandbox. So she know how petty Alicent is, especially since she know she lied to her way back in the day. and she's fucking her pops. You know what I mean? And the fact that she's the heiress to become the first, you know what I'm saying? First female king or queen, you know what I mean? Like this, she's about to make history. She's on the on deck circle for ruling of the realm, but she know Allison got a few dudes. She gave birth to some boys, which traditionally would be king. You know what I mean? This is back in the day. So she like, man, let me go ahead. I need to walk with the baby because she might do it. Oh, I don't even know what happened. I niggas brought the baby. I niggas came through with 40s and blunts. And if you get that reference, you're also an old motherfucker. Shout out to these old hip-hop motherfuckers. And don't let them call you Dusty. Put some lotion on. Anyway, so Rhaenyra's is like, man, fuck that shit. Let me go ahead. They like, nah, you shouldn't be. Fuck that. She walking, bleeding, and walking. You know what I'm saying? Fresh off of the delivery bed, holding a baby. Like, y'all, you gonna see, this baby's a plus one. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep an eye on you. So she walking, then here come her man. What's her man name? Not Lamar, but what's his name? It's low-key a black old-school name. It's kind of like Lamar, but it ain't Lamar. Let me get to it. Hold on. This ain't cool. House of the Dragon is the name of the show, as FYI. Cast. Hold on now. Episodes. Hold on. Stay cool. Y'all here. We in this bitch. Nope, that ain't it. The black cat, you know what I'm talking about. The black cat with the little mop do. You know what I'm saying? The cat that's, he obviously ain't into the women. He's out here, you know what I mean? He doing his thing on the man-to-man situation. So he's not really the father, but he's the husband. So he got to play the role as the father. He catch up with her. I'm going to try to find my man's name, but IMDb is acting crazy right now. Anyway, so he walking with her, and they walking up the steps and shit. And, you know, he trying to be the husband. You know what I'm saying? Like, yay, babe, I heard it was a good one. You know what I'm saying? I heard this was a tough one. I heard you just had a boy, whatever. Sounded like a nigga that ain't really seen her in a while. You know what I'm saying? This is supposed to be the baby father, at least to the public, and he is unfamiliar. He like Benny and Paperboy. They don't know each other. So she's like, yeah. She feel a way about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, you a clown. You know what I'm saying? Not even a clown, but you know we don't get down like that. You ain't got a front for me. Anyway, they walking up to see they're going up to see the queen. The queen is in there. She getting a new frock made. You know what I mean? She's in the little atelier. You know what I'm saying? The Dapper Dan of Westeros, or Dapper Danielle, is putting together a nice little frock for her. She comes. She sees Rhaenyra's come through with the new baby and, you know, black man coming through. And she like, oh, come on now. You ain't need to come through. You should have been in the bed. What you doing? You know? Let me see the baby. So she looking at the baby, inspecting the baby, but she looking for a certain reason. She like, man, this baby is a white baby. This is the third white baby. This is the trinity of white children, but you got a black husband. What is going on? Why is this man's melanin so dormant? She hit him with a little slick line. She walk over to, I keep calling him Lamar, which is just as racist as all this other shit going on, but like, yo, Lamar, man. Try harder. One day, one of these babies is going to look like you. So we like, damn. I'm all over here, you know, kind of a laughing stock. You know what I mean? A little private laughing stock. A little amongst the, you know, amongst the C-suites. You know what I mean? They're like, ha, ha, ha. So they break out. She look at the baby a little bit. Then they finally break out. We see the queen. And now she's with Sir Cole, who was cunt-struck over Rhaenyra's, but you know, that whole thing, he almost died over her, so he's living with, he's holding the queen down, because the queen basically told him, ho, don't kill yourself, I'll employ you. So now he got all the allegiance to the queen. They walking down. They shitting on Rhaenyra. You know what I'm saying? They throwing the tea and the shade back and forth. Yeah, can you believe it? Who, you know, who she fucking? That definitely ain't no half-black baby. You know what I'm saying? Ha, 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 ha. So, boom. We find out, ultimately, the head of the Night's Guard, that's the baby father. You know what I mean? Like, oh, and peep it. Lamar, he names the baby Joffrey. Now, I don't know if this is Joffrey that we're going to see later on. I guess it is. You know, this is some Muhammad shit because he got the better memory with it. And, oh, dude, noted, I seen a lot of y'all were very upset with Muhammad with the spoiler. I'm going to have to let him know. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all felt a way about this motherfucking spoiler. I got quite a few messages. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that. He ain't here to apologize. Long story short, fucking, we find out the Night's Guard, he got to be the one. You know what I'm saying? He a little bit more familiar. You see like a little bit more energy between Rhaenyra and this cat, you know. Homie, you know, the black dude, he just playing his position. You know what I'm saying? He got his dude. He's fucking with a nigga named Carl, spelt with a Q. Which is always very, what do you call it? Very savory. Anyway, so, Serco, you know, he still kind of feel a way about the fact that, you know what I mean, she deflowered him back in the day and defiled him. He can't even be, you know, he can't be a No Limit soldier no more because they know he's on the market. He, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, they wasn't like, hooray. They was like, oh, come on. You know what I'm saying? So, he kind of feel a way about that shit. So long story short, he out there, he teaching, you know what I'm saying, teaching all of everybody kid how to play with the swords. And he's going real hard on one of the princess's kids, which is one of the head of the Night's Guard's children that we not supposed to know. He kind of keeping it on a low. And he going hard so he could kind of see that, yeah, we going hard. Anyway, he goes so crazy with the kid, dude, break it up. He like, oh, chill, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Break it up. I think he throw him to the side or something like that. And then old Sir Cole being slick, talking about, you know, damn, you really you really got bothered by that. What's going on? You real, you know what I mean? Like, you was really affected by what was going on in my class. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not even a teacher. You're not even a TA. You a onlooker, and you felt the need to jump in and get in the middle of some shit that I was putting together. Huh. That seems kind of odd for somebody that don't really got no stake in the matter. You know what I'm saying? I could see maybe if this was like your cousin or your brother or your son, homie, snap, because now you done outed him. He give it to him. Bing, 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 bing. Start punching Sir Cole in the face a few times. He don't make the hamburger meat like Sir Cole. You know what I'm saying? So they break it up. But, you know, it's kind of like now it's on Front Street. Why he so bugged out? Why he so emotional? He might be the pops. Maybe this whole shit is illicit. These outside children. None of these children got the mop hair. Anyway. Everybody damn near in the realm kind of know except Viserys. I forget, you know, these names are wild to me. Everybody kind of know what's going on except Pops. You know what I'm saying? And Pops is probably willingly ignorant to the whole shit because I don't think he's an idiot. But, you know, he might not want to confront the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like his daughter is not really living by the text. You know what I'm saying? She freestyling out here. And it's a little sloppy. You know what I'm saying? Her beat, her bars is, you know, they're not all the way on beat as they should. You know what I'm saying? If you really fucked with that weird analogy, let's keep going. So everybody know, even Allison, Queen Allison is trying to, you know, pull her husband's coat. Like, yo, what's going on? Like, this, like, it's starting to get ridiculous. I know you see this shit. He like, what are you talking about? He acting, you know, stuff. He acting thick about it. Then his hand. Now, the hand is the father of the head of the Night's Guard. Now, he's tight because now the head of the Night's Guard done beat up the Queen's first in command. You know what I'm saying? Like that, he's fucking up the hierarchy. He might die over some shit like that. And he kind of played his hand. Now everybody know, everybody out, the whispers is getting louder. So he got to check him. And you know, Rhaenyra's kind of overhears that shit, but he checking him like, yo, you wilding, man. You got it. You, first of all, you bugging. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you're doing and you wilding out. And now you like, you just out in the streets with this shit. What are you? I can't save you if they want your head, you know? He's very disappointed. So much so that he's like, you know what, man? Let me just be preemptive about this shit. I can't really stand in this scandal. He go to the king. He like, look, I'm about to resign because I can't really be part of the foolery. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't really sit right with me. You know, this whole shit is just a lot of debauchery, a lot of bullshit, a lot of shenanigans going on. And old thick-ass Grace is like, well, can you be specific? What you talking about? Now, homie, he don't want to, you know, he don't want to get beheaded. He try to leave with his head. You know what I'm saying? So he don't, now he like, well, you know, I don't really want to get too specific, but I just, you know what I'm saying? I just want to kind of, I'm giving you my 2 weeks. King is like, dog, if you ain't going to be specific, I can't even let you go. You know, you my man, 100 grand. You know what I'm saying? You've been holding me down. You know me. I'm getting cut up by the chair. I'm coughing all over the place. Nigga, I need somebody just in case I fall or hold me. And you that guy. You know what I'm saying? So you can't go nowhere, especially since you ain't got no real, you know what I'm saying, nothing real substantial to stand on. And you too much of a sucker to tell me that, you know what I'm saying, my daughter is fucking your son on the low. And it's not even on the low no more. Everybody know. And everybody know. I don't even, you know, that's a whole nother reference. Anyway. Boom. So now my man's sick. He like, well, look, can I at least transport my son to Harabi? Again, I'm making these names up. Y'all jump in the comments with the real shit. Hanoi or whatever. Not Hanoi. That's somewhere in Asia. But, you know what I'm saying? Take my man Hammurabi Project. See the man over there. Like, if I get him over there, like, he's going to ascend to Lord the Throne over there. So let me get him over there. King is like, all right, man, go ahead. Take your son there. But definitely come back. Don't try to, on some bullshit, don't try to make it a one-way trip. It's a round trip. I'm going to need to see you. So go ahead, take your son there and hurry back. All right, back. Okay. Now there's the kid, Laris, I believe, the slewfoot cat that we talked about last week, who was in the garden, and he's the motherfucking, the gossip who got, you know, he trying to manipulate everything with his gossip and his, oh, you know, I heard, that type of nigga. He like a little finger type. So anyway, he's sitting with the queen eating cold meat pie. You know what I'm saying? He like, man, shit is crazy, right? Shit is wild, right? Ain't this crazy? Like, everybody see it. You know what I'm saying? Well, what the fuck? She like, yeah, man, I'm getting frustrated. This is bananas. I can't even understand how the king, he acting like he don't see this shit. It's ridiculous, man. That's why I wish my pops was here. He probably could fucking talk some sense into it, because my pops was the type to keep it 100. Now, Lars was like, I don't know if he'd have kept it all the way 100 considering. He was like, well, she would have kept it 100 for me. You know, basically, she want an ally because she feel like nobody is fucking on her side. She the queen with no squad except this homie who's, you know, obviously he there for the fucking manipulation of it all. So he take that little jewel. Next thing you know, he set up a whole situation where the hand and his son, they over in Hammurabi or wherever, they chilling in the castle, you know, laid up, and some niggas with some medieval hoodies, they come through, set fire to the whole shit, burn both of them up, now they dead. He come back, say, yo, I did what you needed me, you know, what you wish for. She's like, whoa, the motherfucker, I ain't say kill nobody. He went, well, you kind of hinted at it. He said, you want your father back. I didn't say kill nobody. Well, shit, I mean, things happen. Your father coming back. They about to bring him back into the fold. You know what I'm saying? Guess who's back? You know what I'm saying? FYI, you know, you kind of owe me one. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep this favor on deck. I might not collect right now, but just between you and I, Pops is back. That's what you was looking for. I did some things. I killed my brother and my father. That's how thirsty I am. That's how fucking I got no couth, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that thirsty for power, proximity and power. I'm on some Ted Cruz shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit on my wife if you want, you know, well, anyway. But long story short, I granted your wish. I got a favor in the bank. Just know that. No pops is on the way. You know what I mean? Keep this between you and I. Man, and fucking Allison's like, damn, audio meal. She probably didn't say that. But she like, oh, fuck. All right, bet, whatever. You know what I mean? Shit happens. Motherfuckers get burnt every day in their castle. So that's where we left. You know what I mean? Now, wait. I'm tripping. Damon got, now he fucking his lady. Damon got kids with the Valerian daughter, Lamar's sister. I forget her name. Lena or something like that. Again, these names, I'm pulling these shits out of thin air because I, you know, I'm trying, I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing no huddle right now. Yeah, so Damon got kids by the Valerian daughter. And somehow they're living like on a little off island, you know, like kind of cloistered, you know. Lena is the daughter. Lenore, who I was calling Lamar, that's Lenore, Sir Lenore. All right, Lenore and Lenore and Lena. All right, that's some black shit. You know how black motherfuckers, not even black people, because the Kardashians did it too. You know how motherfuckers take one letter and name all their kids after that shit. I remember this one family was like Kasha, Kadora, Keys, you know, shout out to them. Anyway, I'm on a tangent. Lena is fucking living with Damon. They having kids, mixed kids and all of that shit. And they living like in a little cloistered life, kind of off to the side. They're not, you know, in either homeland. You know what I mean? And the wife, she like, dog, I ride dragons. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a wild one. I like to fuck with the fire. I want to feel the fire. Feel me. Ah, shit, what song is that? I want to feel the fire. Oh, man, y'all tell me in the comments, because I'll catch it in a second. Anyway, she on the dragons. She's like, I want to be about that life. I'm a warrior. You know what I'm saying? Even my brother's a warrior. He don't want to fuck your sister because that ain't how he swing, but he still want to swing his sword. You know what I'm saying? Both swords, honestly. You know what I'm saying? But he want to get in these streets and y'all, like, y'all both is real benign. Y'all real on some peace-loving shit, on some freak shit. But, you know, y'all out here, you know what I'm saying, with your sword in the sheath. I'm fly a dragon. I want to get in here. Like, I want to go back to my homeland so I could be celebrated. I want to go to where I was born. I want the people to see me in my full glory. You got me over here living in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking in a damn ranch with a lawn and a fucking two maids. Real domesticated. This ain't my life. You know what I'm saying? Pumping out these kids for you. Long story short, she feel away. He like, man, you know, hold on. This is a long play. I'm not really trying to do too much. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get the love. You know what I mean? They treating me good. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be cool. Let's enjoy this. She like, man, I'm getting restless. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in the world. Long story short, he you know, they get pregnant again. She trying to push a baby out. The baby is not coming. This baby is just a full-on traffic jam. You know what I'm saying? This baby is not happening. So it's kind of reminiscent of what happened to Viserys's, you know, wife, Rhaenyra's mom's, when the baby wasn't coming. And they was like, you know what we could do? We could split her open like a, you know what I'm saying, like a backwood. And, you know, she probably going to die, but hopefully there'll be a boy inside. So they ask Damon, you know what I'm saying, what's going on? Now she, like, her push game, her, you know, she's even pushing like a warrior. Her Lamaze is like, you know what I'm saying, she's on some old Xena the Warrior Princess Lamaze.
out. Like, real shit. That baby ain't coming. That baby, that, I don't understand it, because that shit felt like she's giving it the heave-ho. You know what I mean? Anyway, Damon's like, I don't know about that. She, yeah, I don't know. I ain't really trying to kill no black woman on HBO. That shit ain't good for me. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as I do that, they're going to really go in on my lace front. So I'm a chill. You know what I'm saying? Let her walk the block. Maybe the baby will come out. You know what I'm saying? Let her get a little walk on. So Lena go walk around the block. She walk outside. She call her dragon. I forget the dragon's name, but she like, yo, dragon, come here, man. Dragon come out because he's obedient. This is the dragon. She like, yo, Dracardus. You know what I mean? Like, fire on me. You know what I mean? Burn me up. Dragon like, huh? Like, Dracardus. You know, because she just tried to have birth, and she's obviously depleted energy-wise. So her Dracardus ain't projecting as much as it should. It's real weak. Dracardus. You know, like, fuck, nigga, how many times I got to ask you to burn me? Nigga, I need you to flame me up. Come on, please. I'm trying to get up out of here. Finally, you know what I'm saying? On some Candyman shit. Don't say it too many times. Dracardus! Fucking... Motherfucking dragon was like, all right. Hurrah! Who shit her with the flames? She's out of here. You know what I'm saying? She went out like a G. Went all the way out. Burnt to a crisp. Boom, she's gone. Baby in tow. You know what I'm saying? Now left him with these kids. You know what I'm saying? These black kids and shit. You know what I mean? And he's a single father. Living fucked up. So that's where we at with that. And then now that the streets is talking so crazy, Rhaenyra's is like, all right, well, look, we got to get out of here. Let's go to your, I think she's saying, let's go to your hood where Lena wanted to go. I think that's where they about to go. They going somewhere else. They about to skip town. Even though she's next in line, all that. He like, yo, she actually said some shit that Lamar said to her earlier. A good sailor knows to get out as the storm is gathering. You know what I'm saying? So he wasn't, you know, he might not be putting babies in her, but he hitting her with some jewels. You know what I'm saying? He dropping gems. So boom, she hit him. She echoed that shit. He like, all right, bet. And she like, yo, bring your man, because we might need some help. Basically, yo, bring your little side piece, because I, you know what I'm saying? I know you know, me and you ain't jumping up and down. I know you know what I'm saying? I know you want to have a little jingle out there, and I'll figure something out for myself since my man got burnt up, you know? But that was it. I guess that's my, you know, that's my one-way recap of these shows, man. Shit. That's it, my nigga. We did an hour and some change, baby. Dolo. It is what it is. This was In the Conversation. This was a solo. This was a solo episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. We will be back. We protecting the streak. We will be back. You know what I'm saying? Me and Mr. Muhammad next week. But until then, tell a friend or even an enemy to get in the conversation. I'm out. Peace.
Hello, hello, hello.